Hello, this is Brent.
Hey, Brent. Brent, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google. I did send an email out to you. It's that flat rate of $199 a month. Did you have a chance to maybe take a look at that email?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you have any questions for me at this point?
You know, I don't think I'm going to go with it. I just saw some reviews that I wasn't super impressed with, so.
Well, we have over 600 reviews, over 500 five-star reviews. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, maybe I'm just focusing on the bad stuff here.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're looking for reasons to do it, there's a lot. And if you're looking for reasons to not do it, you'll always find something. But, I mean, it is month-to-month for a very good reason. And that $199, I mean, that's below our operating costs. You know, to be honest with you, we'll probably spend two or three times that in that first month to get you on that first page. We've been around since 2004. There's no way we'd be able to keep our doors open if we weren't able to put our clients on that first page. I know there's some reviews, some people that, you know, maybe came from a lead-based service. They thought it was going to happen right away. They gave it a week and it didn't work out for them. I mean, honestly, it's not like paying for leads. It is, well, it's a process to get on that first page. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But it is a month-to-month service for a good reason. And our clients that give the service a chance to work, they do see results. They do keep the service long-term. That's why I'm offering it at $199, because your success is our success. And you know that after a couple of months, it'll work out well for everybody. But you would get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'd see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Like I said, you know, we have over 500 five-star reviews from actual clients that have used the service, that love the service, that keep the service for a long time. I've been with the company myself for 10 and a half years, a little over 10 and a half years. April 17th was my 10-year anniversary. I have clients that have been with me from almost the beginning, Brent. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. One of our bigger clients is Extra Space Storage. They have almost 1,500 self-storage locations all across the United States. They started with us in 2004 with a handful of self-storage locations. So we've been earning their business for a decade and a half. And, you know, I'm not trying to say you're going to get multiple locations or even hire more guys and have multiple crews. But, you know, if we can deliver for something like that, dip into one of our clients. But, you know, our meat and potatoes is small and medium-sized businesses, like I said.
Right. So what do you guys do, really, to get me on the top page besides put me on all of
Right. So Google – yeah, so Google does look at almost 70 different destinations and directories, known to the public and unknown. And whether it is something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page or any of the dozens of directories that nobody's really ever heard of, if it's important to Google, we create that content. Everything's Google compliant. And, of course, all of it, like a website, talks about your services, your service area. That way, I mean, the search engine, when someone does a keyword search, Google and Bing kind of search for relevant content. It happens in an instant. And the businesses that appear on that first page are not the ones that have been around the longest or the ones that have the biggest company or do the best job in town, but it is the ones that have the most content online that relates to that particular person's search. So while you do have a website and it is this great conversion tool waiting to happen, at this point it's kind of like a digital business card. People aren't likely to find it on their own when they're looking for a plumber or a plumbing contractor near me or water heater installation or any of the services you want to provide. Most people don't know who to call. They type in the keyword for the search that they're looking for, and the businesses that pop up get more phone calls. So you've got a website that is waiting to be seen by people. It's certainly a Google-compliant website. It meets what Google wants to see, and I like it from a consumer standpoint. I think your potential customers would have good reasons to pick up the phone and call you. We just have to make it easier for them to find that website.
I mean, you're mostly just wanting them to find my Google business listing, right?
Well, I mean, it works the same way on Bing as well, Apple Maps. I mean, the $1.99 package is a great package for your service area. You said you're not doing Portland at all. There's a lot of other things that we can do. Facebook ads, Google paid ads, local service ads, or Google guarantee. But that would be the local campaign designed to get you found on that first page of Google and Bing. But there are a lot of other directories that we create for you. We're not really expecting your customers to find you on Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, or any of those other directories that we would create for you. But like I said, we create that content so Google can see it. And yeah, the goal is to have your Google business profile be one of the top options. I mean, people rarely go past the first page. Most people make that buying decision off of what they see on that first page. There's always already a couple of businesses there. They might look at one or two or three, and then they'll decide who to call. And the guy that answers the phone is available to do the job and has a fair price is the guy that we hire. You know, right now, they're mostly calling your competitors simply because they don't know that you have that website. They don't know that you're in the area. They're not seeing your listing when they do that initial search. So, yeah, that would be what we would do. We would move that Google business profile and mirror the content on Bing and Bing Local so that people on a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access, anyone doing that search, whether it's Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone, for the keywords and search phrases related to the services that you provide, your Google business profile, your website will pop up, and of course we'll mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but overall that's a lot of people, you know, and that's a lot of opportunities that we want you to have as well.
So, I mean, if you guys can only work with one plumbing contractor in the whole Portland area.
Well, right? Yeah, we wouldn't be limiting that to one for Portland, because you're not actually servicing Portland. And for things like Google ads, Facebook ads, we are allowed overlap. But for the local SEO, we do work with just one business at a time. But we do work all over the United States and Canada, every industry under the sun. So it doesn't make sense for us to put our clients in competition with each other. I mean, obviously we want you to have the best return on investment, but especially for us too, when it's a month-to-month service and we're offering it like we often do, as we are here, below what it costs on our end to get it done in that first month, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to put ourselves in competition with ourselves, you know, by putting our clients in competition with each other. So, you know, it is just one business at a time per area and industry. That is strict Google guidelines.
Okay, so what do I need to give you if I'm going to go through with this besides payment? Like,
so,
what information?
The very first thing that we would do is called a client interview. You would speak with one of our technicians just to kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have, make sure that we know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. After that, really, we ask that you are receptive and responsive to phone calls. I mean, our job is clearly to get your phone ringing, so it only does work when you answer the phone, whether it's us calling you about your account or your potential customers. Obviously, we would want you to be receptive to those phone calls and text messages, emails, etc. But it's a pretty straightforward process. The billing is as straightforward as it can be. Like I said, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It is just that flat rate of exactly $199, and it's a fixed rate too, so it'll never go up on you.
Okay. Sure, I guess I'll give it a go for a couple months.
So the number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you. I mean, it is also the number on the website, so it's the business number, and it is a good number for us to reach you personally.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And it is a smartphone. When when we reach out to you, it could be by phone, text, or email, and I do have the email address too off of the website, but your customers will be calling you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. They'll be dialing your phone number. But did you have a preference, Brent, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email would be best.
Email. I'll put email preferred. And then the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you, right? There's no physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for the business online?
I mean, like, I have a location on my business.
The 11812 South White Lane?
Yeah, gotcha. It's just my house, but it just helps when people close to me. I get people close to me.
Gotcha, okay. Oh, I never did get your last name.
Hollowell?
Hollowell? Is that H-O-L-L-O-W-E-L-L?
H-A-L-L.
I was going to say H-A-L-O-W-E-L-L. And then... if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. In addition to scheduling your client interview, I would read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us as we're Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer, Brent. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, that it is just that fixed flat rate of exactly $199, that the rate would never go up on you. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then that first payment of $199, Mr. Hollowell, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, Brent?
Visa.
Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both? Any middle initial for you? Is it simply first and last?
Middle initial. It's in as in November.
Okay, thank you. And then you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4478-2700-0128-6719.
And then the expiration month and year?
0625.
06 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
008.
008. So 008 on the back of the card, June or 06 of 2025 for the expiration date. And then Brent was the card itself, 4478-2700-0128-6719.
Yep.
And is that bill at the 11812 South White Lane, Oregon City, of course, 97045?
Yep.
Okay, and the name on the card is Brent N, like November, Hallowell, H-A-L-L-O-W-E-L-L.
Yep.
Okay. So in about a minute after you receive, or after I get through the voice verification, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
That's okay.
All right, so you'll get that by email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The contact information will be on there as well as the email. You can obviously email 24/7, and the support team will follow up with you within that following business day. Like I said, I'll take a look in a second here at that client interview calendar, and I do have that voice verification pulled up. Again, it's recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Halliwell, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Brentwell Plumbing.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Halliwell, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brent Halliwell, owner.
Okay. And, Mr. Halliwell, as the owner of Brentwell Plumbing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Like I said, it's our job to make sure that people are reaching out and calling you. And for that reason, we request that you're receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, phone calls, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brent, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is we do that NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there for your business is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Brent, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the service itself and waiving the setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I am in fact waiving, will be charged today, the 6th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Again, that $199, Brent, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even, if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Brent, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Halliwell, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Brent, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
That does actually conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email with our client support information on there and the hours of operation. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Brent, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Looks like we are booked out for the rest of the day, so this would be tomorrow. The client interview calendar is fairly wide open tomorrow. In fact, we could do as early as 7 a.m. or as late as 3 p.m. Looks like just noon would be the one time that we're booked out completely. We do request a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes, so it would get you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would you want something as early as 7 or a little later on towards the afternoon?
From 7:30 to 8:30.
7? Okay. It'll be scheduled actually 7:30. It'll be scheduled from, well, we do schedule from the top of the hour. So it'll be, we could schedule from 7 to 8 or 8 to 9.
Sure, go 7 to 8.
7 to 8, okay. I'll put in the notes here to push it a little closer to 7:30. That's probably what would happen anyway. That's the first call of the day, so they'll get settled in and call you maybe 7:15, something like that. But I'll let them know that a little closer to 7:30 might be ideal for you. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might either be in a meeting or on another phone call when they call. But if I am already occupied, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Whether I'm on that call or not, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security here on the account. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they're with Brentwell Plumbing, even if it's you, Brent, and we recognize your voice, we will probably still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, telling you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Walla Walla.
Walla Walla, okay. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then... did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got. Well, I got the initial voice email.
Okay, yeah, that's the one. So. Let's see if our system is sending out those other emails as well. So I'm glad that it did only send out that one. Sometimes it piggybacks the client or the welcome email as well. You should get that in a minute, though. But if you open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your email is located, or your invoice is located below the email. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
I just see, sorry, say that again.
So if you open up the Local Splash initial invoice, there should
right.
be a blue click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on the click here, it'll take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it does list all the services that we'll be providing for you, talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus, getting your existing Google listing right there on that first page. But we'll mirror the content on Bing as well so that you can get those opportunities. course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp. It's everything that Google wants to see. Everything is here in writing for you. I don't want to walk you through all of it, but if you see there's a long line that goes all the way across it, just below it, there's a couple of boxes. One, I agreed to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, text messages through the computer. We do want to be able to send you text messages, although we do have email as your preferred choice of contact. Then it does say, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so of course we want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box, just below that, with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would copy and paste your name as it appears, or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the B, N, and H are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial, just the letter N by itself. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, click the confirm signature box to the right of that. That does a few things. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it takes you to the next page and asks you to log in. Basically, it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
That's it.
Okay. Mr. Halliwell, you can actually stop right there. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it is asking you to log in. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. I think if you put in anything now, it would just give you an error message. But in the next day or so after your client interview, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log into your account. Some people never do, and that's fine. I can actually give you the username because that has already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 503-357-6422. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's our client support email address, please include either your phone number or your username. That makes it easy for us to find and forward the information to the right department, but you can send anything and everything there. I think when they do the client interview, though, they'll also give you photos at localsplash.com if you want to email the photos team directly. You can also make changes through your client dashboard if you like. You can update content or upload photos on your own if you wanted to. Some of our clients really like that feature, but we're more than happy to make those changes for you at any time. And of course, there's no additional cost to make any of those changes. You're all set and squared away here. I'm going to send you out that calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although some people do. In addition to Local Splash CIENG, it actually does have your username, then your name, and your phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I hope that I am available when our technician is ready to give you that phone call tomorrow morning in that 7 o'clock hour. Whether I am or not, I did want to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Brent. Thanks again for your kindness and patience. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a great rest of the day, sir. Thank you.
You too,
thank you. Bye-bye.